River Sweet. You find yourself here again, as if in dream. This bleak bog, black and ochre home to cotton grass and kestrels, shaped flints, a sheep's skull. In the absences where small deaths press, scatter of fleece like dirty snow, a spike of bone, a tangled wreath of feather and sinew. Where the winds prowl, where the buzzard's cry falls through space and there's no ear but your own to catch it. Easy to believe you're at the edges of the earth, that you might forget your name and no one to call it. Here darkness waits close at hand, shadowing the day, the way a nightmare tracks you. Just a tangle of voices, you shiver. Maybe the long dead crisscrossing the heavy air, tinners, hunters, tribesmen, whose lives have littered this land for thousands of years. Flesh become bog cotton, mouse and mud. Or a wild baying like the hounds of hell, your own fear following you like a grey wolf, ghosting your footsteps. Here where the heart of Devon clenches tight and squeezes out its rivers like arteries clotted with granite. Dart and Tavy, Teen and Tor and Ockmont, opening from the earth's dark magma like creases in the palm of a hand. We are made of all this, peat bog and granite, slate and the soft red sandstone that yields to the sea's caress. Water. You're unwinding these stories down from the crow-black night of the moor. Lower now, where the dawn horses gather, pooled in blue morning amongst the granite and the gorse. You step over the threshold through a doorway of light. You meet yourself coming back the other way. And suddenly nothing's the same. And the hand of morning opens, throws these wild rivers to dance down the slopes, fox red bracken, new green, and a blanket of bluebell, past the scribbles of stone rows and circles. And here the river curls, gentle as a sleeping baby. Ash and alder lean to comb the water, hazel and rowan and willow. And you take your shoes off. It's the spring you thought would never come, though the trees are still bearded with winter, and the turf damp and riddled with sheep and rabbit scat, roots of heather, twists of gorse. But the river pools in swirls of froth and brandy, soft black soil and frogs creaking like doors. And see here wild duck sliding amongst marsh marigold and frog spawn. Out of the mist, walking towards the land of the living, though still the voices call. Then you're entering deeper into silence, into the woods. Silver and magenta wands of birch, confetti of new leaves, rush of wind in the treetops like huge wings, and the dark pines. Nothing grows, nothing moves, nothing. If you were to shout here, where your words might explode like the burst of feathers at your feet, here where a bird ended, shattered into silence. If you were to shout here, the wind would carry your words away like birds, dropping them on roofs, on rivers, on fields, on canals, into yards, on supermarkets, on waste lots and cinemas, into shopping bags, into people's pockets, jostling amongst coins and twists of paper and chewing gum and stamps, 10 or 1,000 miles away, who never see the dawn or the birth of a river or a field mouse rippling the grasses. If you were to shout here, where your words would climb into people's heads and remind them of something as they stumble through their day, heads down. So they pause for a moment, as if to catch it, this thought, this river of words rushing towards the sea. What would you shout? What shall we wish for each other, for all our feet walking into darkness? Each day a new beginning. What shall we tell them here where we crouch on the brink of this river which washes us into our future? And you let the river answer. And then, cutting through the darkness like love, streaming like arrows, a flight of deer, the doe and fawn behind, halting, watching you, ears twitching like antennae, necks curved as the Viking prows which parted these rivers 1,000 years ago, then gone back into darkness. Tell them how simple it is. The moor walks with you, and the river, grumbling and muttering, pushing and jostling between banks, leaping and licking at the edges of the land, or storming at the clapper bridges and over waterfalls like a herd of wild horses. But you're coming into the soft lands, the heartlands, the homelands, wetlands and watersheds. Red and umber soil, furrowed and stitched with green, a flood of green, and blossom of apple and plum and cherry, embroidering the folds of hills, and willows flaming orange and gold against the morning, where you're held in the palm of the land. Below you now, the town, the canal, the railway, the gasworks, its lives crowding both banks as if to cheer the river. In the distance, traffic. This low rumble carrying lives to shut them up in Exeter or Plymouth, where the road cleaves the red cliffs, a modern-day Moses splitting red waters, where the cars leave their litter of plastic and dead birds, a pheasant's rainbow fading, or a torn tumble of badger. And then the sea spread out on the far horizon, like a silk sarong between shore and sky, where 1,000 ships have sailed for unknown lands. Take the old, stony smuggler's track past the houses with their cargo of sleepers. You're alone, and it's like the first day, where the river's broad hands bear the light like stars, where night, when it comes, is an otter, a dark slide, a glide of silk on silk. And you're there. And you spread yourself on the sand, offered to the sun, its fingers on your face, the suck and wallow of the tides, the thundering in the blood, and the flood of white horses storming the land, here where the river's stories end. Is it their hooves? Is it the sea? Is it your heart? This wild running, this ache in your blood as you gaze over the waves, then west over the lost lands of Lyonesse. You're a bird upon the ocean. You're a feather on the breeze. You are waking. You are dream. Your hands are wings, are words. Language of stone and sand and water. Language of wind and rock and tree. Tell them how simple it is. O come in the briny dawn where the mermaids sing to the sea, to the shore of the sea, to the shore of the sea where the river rolls and the waves dance free, where on the briny bed lie the sailors' bones licked clean by the salty sea. To the mermaids gone, to the mermaid's song, O come and swim with me, in the sea's arms rock with me, in the arms of the briny, briny, rolling, rolling, singing, singing, never-ending sea, slip your clothes and swim with me. Come down to the shore, come down to the shore, come down to the wild singing sea, O slip night skins, O shed your fears, O come and swim with me. Tell them how simple it is. This is what freedom sounds like, where your arms are spread wide under spring sun, where your heart's as big as the ocean, where it's never too late for all our lost dreams, all our lost causes, all our lost gods, for all the children. Tell them it's never too late. Spread your arms wide, bring them all back, here where the sea gathers you in her arms, rocks you like a mother, where we will see each other at last, cupped in the heart of things, held close to the world's pulse, all horizons spent, and like the river, know ourselves not alone, but brought home, no longer lost. Tell them how simple it is, tell them how vast. Tell them it's never too late.